Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you guidance to transform your life. My name is Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. And tonight, I want to help you turn your pain into power. It's a topic I've been discussed before, because we are, and you are, the co-creator of your destiny. But that power that you have sometimes is within you and is not released. So I'm doing this show to teach you how to release, how to unleash this power, and how to show you how all of us are powerful, inherently powerful. The problem is that when outside circumstances interfere in our life, like for instance, you have a toxic partner, you go into a divorce, you have a dead-end job, you have a legal mess, you have a loss, you have a sudden crisis, something is not working in your life, that such situation can make you feel lost and unable to break through your blockages. So the key is to close off your energy and utilize your skills to rebuild your strength and to acknowledge that the power is with you, and you have to regain that control over the circumstances and to convert the pain that you're going through into your power and into making everything from dark and negative, positive, healing, and healthy. Now, life is full of problems that, believe me or not, none of us is none of them are as powerful as you are. So you have the potential to overturn any adversity and bring fate back into your favor. The secret is to take your suffering, and no matter how deep and intense that suffering is, to transform it into resilience, into creativity, into productivity. And the question is, how can we do it? Because the process involves very few simple actions each day that empowers you from the inside out. Little by little, this action will steadily bring you the changes you need and you want. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to share some of the actions that I want you to take. There's a great author and activist called Brian McGill, which said, if you can sit with your pain and listen to your pain and respect your pain, in time, you will move through your pain. And I think this applies to many of you who are struggling right now. And how true these words are. What I find interesting is just how much we're afraid of feeling pain. As soon as something hurts us emotionally or mentally, we want to run away. We want to run away from everything. And we want to run away from the pain. And the question is, what's the real reason behind this extreme emotion? The truth is that pain is not only purposeful, but pain is powerful. Pain is actually the most powerful emotion you can ever feel. It reaches the depth of your being and is the most intense out of your range of feelings. Pain leads to incredible creativity and ingenuity. It opens doors to abilities you never knew you had. Because pain is transformative. It forces you to go beyond your comfort zone and become whatever you meant to become. It was out of painful circumstances that the most miraculous inventions, discoveries, and masterpieces were born. I'm giving you an example. Vincent van Gogh, who painted the most well-known painting, The Starry Night, suffered from a severe form of depression, and he even cut off his ear in those moments of depression. But he thought that art will be his place to release and manifest his pain. So he created the most beautiful artwork that we still celebrate today. I'm going to give you another example. Mary Shelley, which is the author of the novel Frankenstein, she released all the pain, the grief she felt by losing her daughter on papers. And this is the way she created one of the most widely recognized novels in literature. Stephen Hawking was bound to a wheelchair for most of his life, but he didn't let that disorder slow him down and became one of the most famous and brilliant physicians of all times. So I'm giving you just some example, and I can go on and on and on individuals whose their inner light, was revealed helping them to overcome their struggles. But the common thread among them is the key to turning suffering into success. And that, I think, it's a very, very powerful statement. So remember that you can rise above what you don't understand. Because sometimes you don't understand the circumstances. Sometimes you question God and you ask, why is this happening to me? Have I done something wrong to deserve this? I'm going to give you a very nice quote by the Chinese military general Sun Tzu, who said, to know your enemy, you must become your enemy. So let's say you have an enemy, an unknown enemy. Your life struggles because there's something going on wrong. So you have to grow beyond that pain, but you have to get to know the pain. You have to know and understand exactly where is this pain coming from. So this is the way to master your life. This may not be what you want to hear, but I want you to grasp a little bit the wisdom of these words and translate it into your own life. This means that you have to explore your pain and befriend your pain before you can conquer it and become the most powerful version of yourself. That's what you have to think and behave. Now I'm going to go and take your calls, and the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And I'll take your calls in a minute. I just want to let you know that my sessions for those who are listening to my show are 50% off or buy one, get one free. And my online course, The Love School, is still available. So I'm going to go to Romania right now and talk to the wonderful Julia from Romania. Hi, Julia. How are you, my love?
Hello, Carmen. And thank you so much for taking the call. Hi.
Absolutely. So how can I help you, my love?
First, I didn't have the chance to say thank you for the Love School, and I have listened it already a few times. It's great seminar, I can say.
Good. I'm so glad.
And I have a question. Making a habit of visualizing your future results every day and getting emotionally involved with this, is really helping us to raise our frequency, or is just... I don't know.
So can you repeat? I don't think I got everything you said.
Yes. So making a habit of visualizing your future results and getting emotionally involved with this habit.
Right.
Is it really helping us to raise our vibration?
Yeah. You create a habit is a pattern of behavior. So you create a pattern of behavior, and this is the way you actually raise your consciousness and Visualizing, it's a powerful tool because reality reflects what the mind projects. So if you project that in the universe, that's what you're going to create. So what you manifest in your mind by seeing it, it translates into your reality.
Mm-hmm. And
have you ever tried to visualize this?
Yeah, I made a post in with images, which I call it a vision board. So I printed there everything I want to see realized in my life.
That's perfect.
Self-reflecting and writing every day.
Mm-hmm. So writing, talking, making affirmation, mm-hmm. talking about it is the perfect way to do it.
Yeah. Could you please tell me, I have a small studio that is bought by my parents in Bucharest. My parents bought it like 9 years ago. I would like to sell it. And my mom doesn't agree. Do you see me convincing her to do that?
Yeah, under the circumstance of what's happening in the world, you have to know how to work with her. You have to know what to tell her. You have to know how to convince her. But I'm very confident that you'll be able to convince her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like really hard person to convince, and we have really different opinions.
Yeah, but she will, I feel like she's going to do it. You know, I really believe that.
Mm-hmm. So you have this sense.
Yeah, I'm convinced that she will agree on doing it. But you need to come up with a strategy. You need to come up with the reason of wanting to do that. You have to come up with
a plan.
Yeah, in life, in everything, you need a plan. Nothing works without a plan, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I need to make up this plan because I really don't have it now, and
you can come up with a plan.
If the divine time is working now in my favor or it's not, I'm still confused.
The divine time is always working in our favor if we know how to program it, to plan it, to believe in it. It's all, you know, we used to say that you can never go beyond your belief. What you believe, you become. If you believe that I have, you know what I mean, I know what I'm doing, then you're going to be able to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you, Carmen. That was the question for tonight.
Okay, my beautiful. I love you.
Okay. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie. Yes, and this is what I want to teach you tonight, how to access the divine power within yourself, how significant it is. To be able, you know what I mean, to empower yourself, to access everything that's within you. And what's within you, you actually will reflect in your life around. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my beautiful girl. How's my Leilani?
I'm good. I'm having some emotions every now and then, but I allowed myself to cry yesterday. You know, there's just so much going on in the States that I feel the energy in the air. And I wanted to ask you, sometimes I go into this pattern I notice of just feeling hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Just when is my life going to work out? Kind of, I would say when I step back, it's kind of victim consciousness.
Right.
And I don't feel like it's my energy. I feel like it's like how my dad used to process life. Or maybe
that
how
makes
my
sense.
Mom does.
Right.
I'm catching it. I catch it. I feel it. I see it. And I say, no, I'm going to choose a new thought. So I am working with that. I am, you know, we spoke briefly last time because we were at the end of the call. I'm ready to move. I don't know how that's all going to work out.
I feel the move needs to happen, and I feel like you can make it happen, without a doubt. What are you doing with the move?
Well, because money is limited, it's just I don't know where to go. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't want to rent anymore. I've had some bad experiences with landlords. I'd like a garden. I'd like my own little home.
Do you want to buy a property?
I think I do.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good idea. Can you borrow money to buy a property, like going for a loan?
No, probably my credit isn't that great. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
is there somebody who can actually lend you money or anything like this?
That's what I'm feeling like. There's going to be somebody that can lend me money for, you know, maybe mm-hmm. like 1% interest.
Right,
or
right.
Like a friend or somebody I meet.
Right.
Because I'm tired of the stress of that monthly payment and, you know.
Right.
All my money goes to rent.
Ideal would be for you to be able to buy. That's an ideal scenario. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't know where to go, though. California I like, but it's so expensive.
Where else can you go?
I don't know. Nothing in the middle of the state. Nothing in the south. I don't know where I belong. That's the thing.
That is only you can figure it out where you belong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's completely up to you to find where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a specific place that you have in mind or not really?
Just California. No, not specific city, no.
You don't want to move to the south or moving to Florida
no.
or anything like this? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I do... There are miracles that are still happening in my life, though, so I know I'm doing something right.
You really are.
My knee is almost healed. I think I told you I tore 3 ligaments in my left knee, and I healed it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
So, I know. The doctors don't understand how, but it's okay.
And is there a way you can buy a smaller place? Or I know California is very expensive.
It is.
Right, it's really expensive.
I've been looking at tiny homes. Do you know about the tiny home movement?
No, I'm not aware of that.
They're tiny homes. They're long and narrow on wheels. And I could buy a tiny home for like $75,000. It would be on wheels, but then mm-hmm. I'd have to manifest the land. And I actually looked at one. It was really nice. There's a guy near Boulder here who builds them. So that's kind of what I've been thinking, is just a little tiny home.
Right. Yeah, that seems like a plan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a tiny home, even if it's something temporary, you should go for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if I could borrow like 75 to 100 grand and just pay that person maybe $1,000 a month.
Right.
I'm really doing well with my Reiki sessions.
Good.
Really, really doing well with that. So that's powerful. Just need more clients, but. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just step by step, and I like what you're sharing tonight about feeling the emotions, and I do cry a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's very significant to embrace the emotion, especially the negative ones. Yeah. Are you trying to embrace your pain sometime?
Yeah, just allow myself to cry and feel it.
Exactly. I feel like the moment you embrace the pain, you know what I mean? You can really release it. And don't be afraid of the pain, because people are afraid to suffer, afraid to sense the pain. But release it in a healthy outlet, like release it through creativity.
Okay.
Can you write sometimes or no?
I write sometimes, not enough, but I write.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking I should write? My thoughts and feelings?
Yeah, your thoughts, your feelings. Write them down.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm hesitant to do that because I don't want to put in the field any negative feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I don't write out my negative, like if I'm angry at the government, or I don't write that down.
Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah, so I don't.
But what about releasing the good feelings?
Joy?
Right, yeah.
Gratitude? Yeah.
Exactly. What about talking about gratitude, being excited from the new prospect, being excited about your new home? What about that?
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I've done it, but I can do that some more.
Good.
I'm excited. I feel it. It's just being in the in between, you know?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the unknown is sometimes just challenging for my human mind.
True, I agree.
But, yeah. Well, thank you, Carmen.
I love you, my Leilani, and let me know when you move.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to a break, and then I'm going to go to Cornelia and to Kim and everybody waiting to speak with me. I'm here for you. Just hold on the line.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And I'm back, and I was talking tonight about everything you need to do to tap into your personal power. And there are some actions that you can do in order to turn pain into the feeling being powerful. And there are some kind of a practical exercises that you can make. And it starts by making peace with what you can control. Because in life, you have to reflect on obstacles you are facing and the obstacles that you face right now. And then you have to ask yourself, can I control this situation, or is this situation out of my hands? If the answer is no, then leave it alone and concentrate on something else. But if the answer is yes, then you have to work on changing, you know, the things within you. We used to say that change your life by changing your thinking, changing your patterns of behavior, changing everything that you can control, and also healing yourself. You know, when you go through a hard time, you need to nourish yourself. This should be your priority, especially when you suffer a loss, when you suffer a divorce, when you have suffered a setback, when you lose your job. you know, and you are totally devastated. But when you start by healing yourself, you regain that inner strength. And you redevelop, charge your inner power. So self-healing transcends self-love, emphasizing not only the need to love yourself, but the need to like yourself first, and to honor you with your faults, with your problems, with your habits, with your character traits, and with the totality of who you are. And if there's something that's damaging your well-being, then you have to acknowledge that, and you have to turn your attention towards you. Because you are, you know, so important. You know, you spend your life with you. Things that people don't realize, they think that everything is the outside, the environment, the community. No, everything starts with you. So healing yourself is something significant in order to access your inner power. And also detaching and forgiving is part of the healing process. So during the, as I said, this process of healing yourself, you should forgive those who have hurt you. You should forgive your own self. You should detach from the pain they cause you, and make sure you detach from any kind of a wrong situation, any painful situation. And sometimes you do that by standing still, staying still and reflecting, you know. Because when you feel powerless, it's not the best idea to extend your efforts in all directions, but take a step back and reflect. Reflection and inner reflect is so significant. You know, sometimes in a cycle of 9 years of life, there are years in which you are forced to reflect. Like the world has been created that you have to go inward within yourself and analyze and introspect. Because many people live outside of time, and that disempowers you. But when you live inside, you know, when you live the true moment, that is when you empower yourself. So in many times we ask ourselves why things are not happening right now. And is there a bigger reason? That, remember, timing is everything, and everything in life is in time. This is one of my quotes that I really think has a meaning, has a powerful meaning. You also have to ask yourself if things bring you power, because every individual possesses power unique to him and to himself and to someone else. But many of us haven't yet figured it out. What are we good at? I speak with people, thousands of people, you know, for many years, and people asking me, I don't know what I'm good at. I have no idea what is my unique talent. So a person who can't seem to advance in his life is the person who was not able to figure it out, his inner gifts, his talent, his direction, who he is. So that's why it's important to find yourself and know who you are, and know that you are born with amazing skills and abilities that you probably are not aware of. And for that, sometimes you have to practice endurance, you know, because we possess a remarkable quality that is called resilience. We are such incredibly enduring beings, being able to withstand so much more than we can imagine. I mean, look what's happening in the world, how humanity is capable of going through this. We have this remarkable resilience. And rely on the wisdom that, you know what I mean, that is strength. Strength is everything where you go to a tough time. Even if I said we suffer a major crisis, endurance is always, you know, something that should be observed and utilized for your well-being. So I want you to know that and remind yourself every day that you're stronger than any misfortune. And you are able to overcome anything. So in other words, the most important thing to remember is that your challenges are purposeful and not accidental. So even with mankind, everything happens now, there is a purpose, there is a reason, leads to something else. So and everything that's happening is not meant to knock you down, but is meant to rebuild your strengths way more stronger than before. And as I said, when you go through a time that I was telling Leilani, be creative. Creativity, you know, is so is such a force within us, and sometimes comes when we are going through pain. I remember writing my bestseller, you know, when my mother was dying. I mean, I went through such pain. So the pain makes you go deep, 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 and discover, you know, the power within you and understand the wisdom of everything that life is all about. And I always listen to my inner voice, which I advise you to do, because in any circumstance through life, when you feel like you are lost and you're losing your energy and your strength, your inner voice will guide you. That power of your brain, that ability to transcend time, will be there for you. And in order to succeed in life and overcome pain and suffering, I want you to simplify. Simplify your problem. A lot of us complicate things, you know, and a lot of us make things worse than they should be just because we are overwhelmed and we start to panic and allow those negative feelings to take control over us. So there is so much to tell you about my topic, but I'm really going to go right now, I think, to Cornelia. Hi, my Cornelia. How are you, my love?
So happy always to hear you, to listen to you, because it's so right, everything what was said. And truly, I healed myself 3 times in life with the power of my mind.
You
and
see?
The inner voice, what you talk about.
I'm so glad to hear that from you. I'm so glad, yeah.
Yes. I did. And the inner voice, what you're talking about, my grandma used to say all the time, you never make a decision or do something before you don't have that feeling, that inner voice, what is guiding you in this life,
mm-hmm.
what to do.
Right,
and
right,
how
right.
many times I did listen to that voice, it was not good. You know, just when I listened to that voice, that always it was a good decision.
Right, right.
But, Carmen, I didn't call you for this. I called you to tell you that mm-hmm. when we meet in Toronto, we met in Toronto 2 years ago, you were telling me that I'm going to have a baby daughter from my son, and
right.
my mom is coming back through her, and that's
uh-huh.
so true. Today my son called me that they just came from the doctor, and it was confirmed that we're going to have a baby girl.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I'm so excited. That congratulations. Oh, my God, this is beautiful.
I just wanted to tell you that how much right you were even with this, because so many things really come true to me, what you said. And if you can just tell me, if all of us, we're going to be healthy, so with this virus, if everything is going to be okay,
I do believe that slowly now we are going into that withdrawal, that freeing ourselves from the nightmare. I think we were shocked. If we go back almost a year ago, we went through being shocked and unprepared for what is happening. Then we try to fight back and we try to find resources, but we're in a stage right now when we are ready, you know, to get rid of this virus and eliminate everything. Yes, we're in that phase, and slowly the next number of months, you know, this is not gonna be such an issue anymore. So that's very good.
Hopefully, Carmen, may I ask you something?
Sure, please.
My previous work, where I worked before I was laid off now in 2019, it is a girl who become my friend, kind of my friend. She really mm-hmm. likes me, and she's bugging me to go back. Now she's going to the manager, and she does everything just to bring me back. And I'm mm-hmm. I was curious about your opinion, how this would work out, or how this gonna work out. I don't even know how to ask.
No, this will work out. This will really work out. Did I ever mention
like
this
to really
you?
Have I ever mentioned this before? You told me that, yeah, but I didn't know exactly which, because I changed some workplaces. And this girl, she loves me so much, exactly for my positivity, that I cheer her up all the time. And she just wants me there. And I didn't even told her that, I don't know, maybe a year ago, I told her that, Dorina, if you're going to have a place, just let me know, maybe I will come back. And now she's bugging me, and sometime I think she's just... I don't even know if she's serious or no, and that's why I wanted to see what is your opinion about.
My opinion is very good to go ahead and do it.
Yes?
Yeah, that's my opinion.
It will be good for me? Will I stay?
Yeah, it will be good for you, yeah. Will be really good for you. Absolutely, I feel good about this.
And even with this.
Even with everything that's happening in the world, you know what I mean? Yeah, this
and
will work
that
for you.
It's really gonna happen on me now.
Yeah, I believe that. I see that.
And
I see
accept,
that. You can't go wrong. Up. You can't go wrong with this. You cannot go wrong. You know what I mean?
I know, and it will be for a long term, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And you need a job, and you need a job in an environment where people like you, and this is a place where people will like you, you know what I mean? You will feel liked.
That's true.
It's very, very significant.
And just one little Carmen, because I don't know when I'm going to have again the chance to call you if I start to work. I hope the baby, what comes to us, it will be healthy and everything, it will be okay
absolutely.
With my daughter-in-law.
Absolutely, the baby will be very, very healthy. A very healthy baby and a beautiful baby, a blessing to your family, to you, to your son, to his wife, to
and
all of you, to the
my
whole
mom
family.
Comes.
You're
going to
sense the spirit of your mother in that baby. If I felt it years ago, before even happening, there has to be some truth here. You know, there was that telling you this was not an accident, you know.
Yes, and I thank you so much. And I really appreciate that my call, and I wish you Happy New Year, Carmen, and thank you for everything.
I love you, my Cornelia. You are really blessed, and I'm so excited, and let me know
I love you more
when the baby is born. I love you, my sweetheart. Okay, everybody, I'm going to be back with the calls. I'm going to go to Kim in Florida. We're going to take a short break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and the topic tonight is how to access the power within yourself. And I try to give you words of wisdom, tips. And one of the things that I absolutely believe that gives you the sense of control over you is gratitude. And we talk about gratitude all the time, how significant it is to be grateful. But when you choose to remain grateful, despite your hardship, despite the coronavirus, despite of everything else that happens in your universe, around you, within yourself, when you do that, then you acknowledge your purpose and you become so much bigger than your problem. And then you see that your problem sooner or later will go away. So often, you know, when your life becomes difficult, we forget, you know what I mean, what we need to do. And we become hopeless. But the idea is to become thankful. Not thankless, because we don't thank anymore when we go into a hard time. We question, why is that happening? Where is the divine? Why do I feel lost? I haven't done. This is our thinking. Majority of us, we think this way. But we can't be thankful. We can be thankful also for the difficult moments when things are not that easy. And we should accept with grace what's happening to us. So showing grace, showing gratitude, even in the worst times, is, I think, in my opinion, is a mark of a noble character. And I think we need to become noble. We need to bring that beautiful character within ourselves to the surface, to be noble, you know, to act like one, you know. So another thing, I do believe that in order to bring the power within you to the surface, you have to work on investing on yourself, to self-improve, to bring awareness and stability, because change can be unwanted, unpleasant, and can come at any moment. And change, like what happened last year, was unexpected. But bettering yourself is when you actually show yourself and the world that you are way more powerful than the struggle and then the pain. So make sure to make yourself stronger, healthy, and happier, because self-knowledge is the crest of power. So remember that. The self-knowledge is your power. So to devote much time and effort in improving the lives of others around you is also extraordinary, and is also accessing the power within you. And you know what? Let's not take things too seriously, because sometimes it's good to laugh, and it's good to keep track of your daily thoughts, writing down everything you're going through, and seeing how things change and transform. And don't take things too seriously so that you don't become depressed, you know. Don't make poor decisions if you feel down, because that can really make you sick. So make yourself understand everything with a little bit of laughter. Laugh a little bit of this reality to regain control, you know, and dispel your fear and find the humor behind all of this that's happening. Because this is the way, to actually, through this action, to regain the power after a painful ordeal. And I'm talking about this just because I know how much we collectively have been suffering lately and how we're about to break through. And that's a very positive thing. So I'm going to go to Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you, my love?
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
You know, I'm excited about this topic because I feel like we finally emerging stronger out of this nightmare collectively. And I think slowly, you know, we regain our strength. And I felt like this topic is really the topic that I need to talk tonight. But I want to ask you if you do resonate with what I was talking tonight.
I really do, to be honest with you. I just feel like mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we need to take certain things seriously, but to an extent, where don't let it go where you get depressed. And I've watched my daughter go through this past year, so I relate
right.
to a lot of what you're saying. And
right.
Easy for me to say to her, not easy to her going through it, but she made it through it. And now she looks back and she's just has learned so much of how to deal with life. And she's only going to be 22, so she's really young and only learning.
But at this stage, she's starting to be, fully aware of herself. She's discovering her own potential. You know, she's going through her first challenges. She's tapping into all her powerful emotions. So it's an amazing age, you know, of self-discovery. So I'm asking you if you see her transforming in front of your eyes, because I think that you should, and that's what is pretty much happening to her.
I'm totally have seen a change in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her last year of college, so right now it's like, oh my God, you know, mm-hmm. I have to go to school, you know, I have to find a job, and am I going to find a job, and how do you do it? How do you pay all these bills? And the stuff that goes through their mind is reality, and it is scary to them. Where they literally, some of these kids go into deep depression, and she did. I mean, she was on medicine. We got her off, and she's good. But
good.
You know, it was hard for all of us because she wasn't happy, and it made us sad. And then the brothers were aggravated with her, and I had to explain to them. You know, it just escalates where it's like, you know,
right.
she didn't act, she didn't, it just happened. So it,
right.
I totally relate to it. And it is scary, but, you know, you have to just enjoy it and be grateful for all your blessings. And she says she is, and it's not that she couldn't acknowledge it. She was just actually past that level of
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter. She knows what she has, and she is grateful, even though she can't show it. She is.
Mm-hmm.
It just sits on that. So, yeah, scary. I totally relate to it.
Right. Anything I can help you tonight with? Is there anything I can do for you? Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to you about, of course, my love life. I was wondering what is going on with David, the famous David.
The famous David, you're right. Any news from him?
I was supposed to meet him like this 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and we never met up. It's like he wants it, and then it's like he's scared or something, and he pulls away. I don't know. But
so for how long is this going on, the back and forth, push-pull? What is this? Because I've been talking to you for a while, and I do see this pattern of behavior.
You see what? Oh, the pattern of behavior, yeah.
The pattern of behavior, yeah.
Well, we've met in June, and then, like, he lives quite a bit away, but he didn't matter. And then we met on a mini vacation, Labor Day weekend, and then it just seems like he gets so close, and then he pulls away, and I don't know what it is. And then he was in that said, let's plan on, like, you know, the first weekend of January, and that fell through, and it's like, you know, I'm not holding myself back from anything, but, you know, I'm just curious on what's his deal? Like, what does he want? Is it just for his ego? Like, I don't understand.
Well, all I can sense is that he doesn't want to get too attached. He doesn't want to come too close. Does it make sense?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I just don't understand why.
I feel like he's coming too close to you, and that scares him and makes him pull away from you. And he becomes like a ghost man. You know, he's just vanishing, like he doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's been doing this for a very long time. I feel this is something that has been happening in his life for years. I don't think this is anything new about this man. The question is why you brought him in your life. What is really your lesson that you need to learn here?
I don't know.
Thought
about that.
Because it's a lesson that you are learning. It's a lesson you're learning through him. It's a lesson about yourself. So it's a lesson about you too.
Yeah, I can't honestly. I've dwelled on that. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I'm ready for a relationship. If he's not, then okay.
You are. You really are ready for a relationship. There's no doubt about it, you know?
And decide not to. I mean, I have his birthday. So I don't know if you want that. I mean, do you see him? Is it over? Is he gone?
When is he born?
He's born November 9th. So he just turned 49 this year. So was he 71? So November 9th. 71.
Okay, hold on a second. So he will actually turn 50 this year.
This year he will, yes.
So all I can say that he has a very significant karmic relationship going back to his mom. So I feel like his mom has been an issue in this lifetime. I don't know how much you know about that. Yeah, I feel his inability to attach to a woman comes from the situation with his mother when he was young. And when are you born? What's your birthday?
I'm
10-3-1969. Well, let's see what kind of a connection you have with him. I mean, you certainly brought in his life for a major reason. And actually, interestingly enough, this relationship can work. If you bring him to a phase in which he can acknowledge the relationship, you know what I mean? If he comes to a phase in which he's understanding the connection he has with you, this relationship can actually work very well.
Yeah. You mentioned that before. Do you see him reaching out at all or calling and actually, getting
to... We have to make this... Something is stopping... I don't know if this is also work-related. Something is stopping him from making things right here. You know what I mean? With you. And it's like he's afraid of something. There's some fear in him, talking about fear, an emotion that takes over. But I absolutely believe that if you reach a point in which you can communicate with him, this can really lead to a very, very powerful and healthy relationship. In spite of all this drama and back and forth, and in spite of the fact that he seemed not to be ready, with a little bit of push, a little bit of help, a little bit of wisdom, we can make this happen, because you're a match. You know, if I look at your code and his, there is a match. There is a match. So that's powerful to know. So then you have to do everything in your power to make this happen.
What do I do? I mean, I want to beg the guy. You know, I want to be here, you'll come.
Let's wait. Let's see what comes from him. Because I do believe that things will come from him. You know what I mean? Things will come. He will be the one coming to you. Sorry?
When do you think he'll come around? A week? 3 weeks?
It's hard to estimate time with him. It's hard to, I can tell you, it's in a week or it's in 3 months. It's impossible to get the time with this man because he's so unpredictable when it comes to making a right move. All I know that this relationship has potential. And I do estimate that he will reach out to you. And the moment you establish a good communication, you guys can work through and make this a good relationship. So that's important, you know?
The only thing that he ever said to me was, we do live 80 miles away, but he didn't seem like that was a problem. And I'm okay because I'm busy during the week anyway. And
right.
I just feel like I wouldn't be able to get enough of you. I don't know if he meant through distance. I don't know if he meant through distance, but he told me distance wasn't a problem for him.
And he has something he's creating problems. Nothing may be a problem. He's afraid. He's taking a step back when he comes to close. That scares him, and that the fear comes in, and so he runs away. This is a man who runs away from the responsibility of being involved. in something that actually can be very good for both of you.
Yeah.
So it's a situation that we need to put our wisdom, all the efforts to build the awareness for him, you know, to make him become consciously aware of what he does and what will help him and what will be good for him.
Well, how do I do that?
Slowly, first of all, let him come back. That would be my advice.
Sure.
Let him make a move towards you. And then slowly, you know, try to create the best of communication between the two of you. Communication builds awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming to an end of the show, Kim. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling tonight. Let's talk in a week or two, and let's hope for the best with the situation.
Alrighty, thank you.
I love you, my Kim. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio, and I'll be back with you next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. And thank you so much. I have a live this Thursday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time with John Gray on Facebook. Go to Carmen Jara on Facebook this Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for listening. God bless you guys.